In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. We're about to enter into the period of Great Lent, which is the season of repentance. Certainly any time we sin, we should immediately repent, but Lent is a time when the entire church dedicates herself to self-examination and introspection. And we do this together so we can encourage one another to repent and to draw closer to God. In the prophecy of Joel, he speaks about a fast that was proclaimed among all the people of God. In the Old Testament, they had certain fast days that they observed on an annual basis, but there were also times when they proclaimed a fast for a particular purpose, and all the people would fast together. And in Joel's prophecy, he begins by first talking about a recent example of God's judgment, which was a plague of locusts that had destroyed every green thing in the country. And you can imagine what a devastating thing that would be for people to spend time laboring for crops that would and be assuming that they were going to be able to reap the benefit of those crops and to have them all destroyed. And the prophet Joel's message is this was a warning from God that you needed to repent. This is because of the sins of the people of Judah that these things had happened. Then he begins to talk about a coming judgment, which was the Babylonian invasion and captivity, the destruction of the city of Jerusalem. But in Joel chapter 2, beginning with verse 12, he turns to the people and he talks about what they need to do now, because the Babylonian captivity hasn't come yet, and the plague of the locusts has already passed. He says, "Now therefore, saith the Lord your God, turn to me with all your heart, and with fasting, and with weeping, and with lamentation, and rend your hearts, and not your garments. And turn to the Lord your God, for he is merciful and compassionate, long-suffering and plenteous in mercy, and repents of evils. Who knows if he will turn and relent and leave a blessing behind him, even a meal offering or a drink offering to the Lord your God." Now when it says, "Rend your hearts, not your garments," it was the custom among the people of Israel and probably in the much wider culture of the Middle East at that time that when you were in mourning, you would tear your garments. And this was a very expressive way of saying how much in grief you were, because they couldn't just go down to Walmart and buy clothes very inexpensively. It required a lot of labor. And so to tear one's garments, of which they didn't have very many, was a sign of grief. But what the prophet is saying, rend your hearts and not your garments, he's not saying that these outward expressions of grief are wrong. What he's saying is it needs to be matched by an inward expression of repentance. And we know that it's possible to have an outward appearance of repentance and piety and to not have it on the inside. Christ talks about that in the Gospels. He talks about how the Pharisees were whitewashed tombs and they appeared to be clean on the outside, but they were full of dead men's bones. He also talks about how the Pharisees and the Sadducees would tithe to the lowest seed. They would sit there and count their seeds from their garden to make sure that they tithed. But they ignored the weightier matters of the law. But what Christ didn't say to them was, "Well, you ought not worry about those little things. You ought to only focus on the big things." What he said was, "You ought to have done the former and not neglected the latter." So you should have done both, is what he said. And so when we enter into the fast in the gospel that we just read, we're not supposed to draw people's attention to the fact that we're fasting. We're not supposed to go around at work and say, "Oh, it's so difficult for me. I'm fasting today." You don't want to draw people's attention to what you're doing, but you do want to join these things to sincere repentance. You want to enter into the fast with the intention to actually turn away from sins that have plagued you and to try to get closer to God. And no matter how close you get to God, there's always closer that you can get. So we're never going to be done with that. But when it talks about who knows if he will turn and relent and will leave a blessing behind him, even a meal offering and a drink offering to the Lord your God, what he's saying is this country that had just been devastated by this plague of locusts, He's saying God might be merciful if you repent and allow you enough things to where you can make these offerings. That's what it's saying there. Sound the trumpet in Zion, sanctify a fast, proclaim a solemn service. Gather the people, sanctify the congregation, assemble the elders, gather the infants at the breast, let the bridegroom go forth of his bedroom and the bride out of her chamber. In the previous prophecy, the prophet Joel had said, blow the trumpet in Zion, and he's talking about the future coming of the Babylonians. And so in that case, the trumpet is being sounded to warn the people that an invasion is coming. But here he's saying, sound the trumpet and proclaim a fast. Get everyone's attention. This is before all these things had happened. And had the people properly repented, God might have spared them, at least in that generation, from the judgment that was coming. And also when he talks about gather everybody, even the infants, even the bridegroom and the bride out of their chambers, what that means is everyone's supposed to join in this fast. Now obviously children don't have to fast strictly, but they ought to at least have some idea that we are in Lent. There ought to be some differences. They ought to at least not be eating cake and ice cream during the fast. And as they get older, they should be entering into the fast in a more strict way. And certainly, all of us should strive to keep the fast as best as we are, given our physical condition. Between the porch and the altar, let the priests that minister to the Lord weep and say, spare thy people, O Lord, and give not thy heritage to reproach, that the heathen should rule over them, lest they should say among the heathen, where is their God? We need to truly weep over our sins and have it. It needs to not just be an outward action, although the outward actions are important, but that's not the essence of it. It has to begin in the heart, be expressed on the outside. And we need to rend our hearts and not just our garments. Work on the inside, make sure that we're truly repenting of our sins and seeking to be freed from these things and not just going through the motions, checking the boxes, and but yet not really have any desire to change anything. In the service last night, we heard this hymn. The season of the virtues has come, and the judge is at the door. Let us not hold back with darkened face, but let us keep the fast, offering tears, contrition, and almsgiving. And let us cry our sins are more in number than the sands of the sea. But deliverer of all, forgive each one of us, that we may receive an incorruptible crown. Amen.